Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This baseball season has been jam-packed with insane stories that just continue to add to the lore of our Seattle Mariners.
Yes. One of my favorite seasons ever.
If you consider yourself to be a big Mariners fan, call 206-803-ROCK right now, because we found some of our favorite stories from this year, and we want to put you to the test. 206-803-ROCK. We have David from Mill Creek. David, are you there? Good morning.
I'm here.
David, you a big Mariners fan?
Huge.
All right. So we found some of our favorite moments that have happened during the season have nothing to do with the actual players, the coaches, the managers, the franchise itself. It has to pretty much do with the fans. Maybe some of the players, too. But it's all the weird stuff that has happened this year for the Mariners. We want you to tell us if you think it really happened. So are you ready for your first one?
Yes.
All right. A lifelong Seattle Mariners fan was filmed in tears after Julio Rodriguez delivered a go-ahead RBI double in one of the American League Divisional Series games. Did this really happen?
Yes.
Yes, it did. His fiance even wiped away his tears, took off his glasses, and gave him a big old hug.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for your next one?
I'm ready.
All right, to celebrate J-Rod Day, Starbucks released a custom cap featuring Julio's swing silhouette, available only at select Seattle stores. They sold out in under 30 minutes, and now they're on the resale on eBay for about $100. Did this really happen?
Oh, that sounds really cool, but I don't think so.
Look at you knowing your Mariners. That would have been pretty cool. I think somebody made it on Twitter and it started spreading virally, but it never happened.
That's a great idea.
You know, Starbucks, if you don't want to go out of business, maybe you should start doing stuff like that.
I would invest.
Can't fool me, Migs.
All right, next one. While on rehab in AAA, Victor Robles got upset with a pitch that nearly hit him after a string of time from him being hit. So he threw his bat at the pitcher, he got ejected, and suspended. Did that really happen this season?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was a good one.
He is a good Mariners fan right here. All right, how about this one? During a September game, a superfan in a full Trident costume was asked to sit after repeatedly poking nearby fans during celebrations. Did this really happen?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with no.
Look at you with your Mariner brain.
This is amazing.
All right, how about this one? Cal Raleigh landed an endorsement deal with Honey Bucket, the portable sanitation porta-potty company, leaning into his Big Dumper nickname. Did this really happen?
Okay, that's just too, it's too good. I'm going to go with yes.
I am impressed. David, you are a smart Mariners fan.
Why, thank you.
Well, do you think they're going to win today?
Where's some wood that I can knock on? Yes.
That is correct as well. You've gotten every question right.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you can get every question right in the game called Beat Migs? Steve, your record right now is 320 wins, 104 losses, and 91 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 650.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.